Okay, so this is Maamar Yud Gimel and Shabbos. And we're going to be talking about Shalosh Shuvos. I think all of us sense that there's something special, in the air. Shalosh Shuvos time. We think about Shalosh Shuvos, we think about different points which contribute towards making Shalosh Shuvos a unique kind of meal. So we want to throw ourselves a little bit into that sugya of Shalosh Shuvos. So Rav Hutner starts off the Maamar. This is just an introduction kind of a line. We don't understand yet at all what it has to do with Shalosh Shuvos, but an opening line. Ata echad, v'shimcha echad, umika amcha Yisrael, goy echad ba'aretz. And now we get to Shalosh Shuvos itself. Shitas haposkim, it's brought down in halacha, delo bo'i pas, l'suda shlishis. Halachically speaking, there are opinions halachically that you do not need, even though l'chadchila we pass that you should wash, but there are opinions that say that you don't need bread for Shalosh Shuvos, for the third meal. You have on the other sheet next to you the specifics, the makor, the halacha and Shulchan Aruch regarding Shalosh Shuvos. The Mechaber tells us in Simen Resh Tzadi Aleph. Aleph Yehei Zohir Ma'od L'Kayim Suda Shlishis V'af Musaveh Yachol L'Kayim Ota V'Kabeitza. So even if you're not so hungry, but have the bare minimum. V'im Iyaf Shalo Klal Echol Eino Chayim L'Tzair Ez Da'atzmo. Especially on a short Shabbos, you could have a situation where a person ate a lot for lunch and ate lunch late, and then they just can't eat Shalosh Shuvos. So you ain't no chayv litzara atzmo. You don't have to pain yourself to eat Shalosh Shuvos, but hachacham ain't a verosha, like the pasuk in Kohelet said. So plan ahead. Shalo yimalei, but no besudas haboker kedei litein makom lesudas lishit. Plan properly so that you will have some kind of an appetite to eat Shalosh Shuvos, because it's important to eat Shalosh Shuvos. It's important to eat three meals. And the halacha is, the Rama says, brings the Rosh, that Nishalo Achal B'Leil Shabbos, if for some reason it ended up that you didn't eat a meal on Friday night, you were in the army on patrol in the Golan, had a busy night, Friday night, and just didn't have food around, and there's a chayal, then you have some sleep, you wake up during the day, and now you can eat, so you have access to food. This is what I'm saying, a case that even comes up once in a while. It's rare, but these kinds of situations these days are... these unique kinds of situations are sometimes found in the army. So the halacha is, you have the chayal in that situation would have three meals during the day. Three meals. Sif hey, Sarah continues there. Tzarech lasot b'pas. This is the first opinion, and this is ideally that the third meal, Shalosh Shuvos, you have with bread. V'yesh omim sheyachol lasota. Next opinion, there is an opinion that says you can be yotzi the third meal with mezonos. Another opinion, even more lenient, that you can be yotzi Shalosh Shuvos with things that you have with bread. Basar and dogim, avalo b'peros. V'yesh ha'omim, other opinions in halacha, da'afilu b'peros, yochol la'asota. So this is the range of halachic opinions, and the mechaber there finishes off. V'svari shone ikar shetzarich la'asota b'pas. Ideally, we should wash, we should have bread, Shalosh Shuvos, ela im kein hu savea biyoter, unless you're very full and it's difficult. But still, lein yoneinu, to come back to Rav Hutner, we see, imkein, there are opinions that you can be yotze, your requirement for the third meal, unlike the first meal number one, Friday night, meal number two, Shabbos morning. We have to have bread. When it comes to Shalosh Shudas, there are opinions. You can have mizonos, there's even some opinions. Basar, vedagim, or even peros. Back in the Maimer, says Rav Hutner, there's something very strange going on here. Hatmiya kayemet bazer. Hello, Shalosh Sudos Shal Shabbos. Nafkma, where do we learn the whole chiyuv of having three meals on Shabbos? Nafkalan meitlasa hayom ha'almurim v'parshas haman. In the context of the man falling, it says in the pasuk, and this is the Gemara in Shabbos again on the quote the source sheet. The Gemara in Shabbos daf kuf yedzai in Tanur Rabbanan kama suudos chayev adam lechol b'Shabbos shalosh. Chidka omer arba. Am Rav Yochanan shnei mikra echad darshu. Whether you have this opinion of three, or the opinion of Rav Chidka four, it's that both opinions three or four are learned from the same pasuk talking about the man. The pasuk says, "Vayomer Moshe ichluhu hayom, eat the man today. Kishavis hayom laHashem, hayom lo timtu basada. You're not going to find man out in the field. Eat it, okay? So it says here hayom three times. We learn from here. This is talking about the bread of Shabbos, talking about the man." So we learn from Hayom three times in the pasuk the chiyuv of three meals on Shabbos. So why the difference three or four? That's just a side point. That Rabbi Chidka Sabar Hanitlata Hayom Lebar Meurta Rabbanan Sabri Bahadi Deurta. The question is if you need three meals during the day or the night meal Friday night is considered one of the three. So that's how you have the three or the four, the three during the day plus one at night, or three, as we paskin, three meals on Shabbos. So there's three, again, back to our point. The whole chiyuv of having meals on Shabbos is learned from, in the context of the man, it says, hayom, 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 three meals on Shabbos. So says Rav Hutner, in Cain, line number four in the Maimer, why should we differentiate, distinguish between three equals? Why should we be mekel in one as opposed to the others? It's three hayoms. They should all be equal. And the question doesn't stop there. The question gets even stronger. And I'll mention in general, we're going to try to move things along to be able to get the whole Maimer in. It comes together, it's a beautiful masterpiece of a Maimer. This is the last Maimer in Shabbos. This is Maimer Yud Gimel in Shabbos, the last Maimer in Shabbos. And again, the way Rav Hutner ties everything here together is really, it's a masterpiece. So, why is there a further Tmiya? Why is there a further question? Dalo gamba matbeat filos, the filos of Shabbos, of Maira Friday night, and Shachris on Shabbos morning, and Mincha on Shabbos afternoon. We have three filos of Shabbos. Yeah. You have the sheets on the couch too. I think one of each. So we have a distinction. Nechleket yeh Shabbos l'shalosh ma'archot. Shabbos is divided up into three, let's call it three zones. And let's see if you could identify the zones or how you would label the zones. If any, you can get chairs from outside on the couch or the rug on the floor with whatever works. So we have the three tefillos of Shabbos. Ma'ariv on Friday night, Shachris, and Mincha in the afternoon. The tefillah Friday night, Ata Kiddushta. Look again on the sheet, Kara, right? You have each one. You have the It gives away here the secret. The tefillah of Shabbos morning, Atot Kiddashta, the tefillah, I'm sorry, Friday night, Atot Kiddashta, Ziyam HaShvi'i L'Shmecha, Tachlis Ma'isa Shemayim V'Aretz. The tefillah of Shachris, the theme is Yismach Moshe B'Madnas Chelko. And Mincha Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad U'Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. So we have here three tefillahs. And each of these tefillahs, there's a different theme. It's touching upon a different aspect of Shabbos. What's the theme, what's the aspect of the tefillah that the tefillah of Friday night touches upon? Which aspect of Shabbos? Which zone of Shabbos? It says, your Shabbos shall be rich. What does that mean? So the Shabbos of the original, at the time of creation of the world, that Hashem created the world in 6 days and then rested on the seventh, Shabbos is here. So that's the Shabbos of Bereshis, the first appearance of Shabbos in the world. What's the second appearance of Shabbos? Yismach Moshe b'man naschelke kiyeven ne'mon karosel chliel tiferes barashon natata b'mon finecha ha-sinai u'shnei luchos avonim horid biyado. The Shabbos that appears in the world with the appearance of Torah, and the Seres Adibros, Torah in the world. So that Shabbos, the theme is the Shabbos of Matan Torah, the Shabbos that is given over to us through the Torah, in the Luchos, in the Torah. And the third, Mincha time, Ata Echad, V'Shimcha Echad, U'Mikamcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. What zone is this? Shabbos, this idea of this distinction is the Levush. Breaks it down. I think maybe the Avu Draham mentions it also. I'm not sure. I can check. There's a footnote. If anyone has an art scroll sitter, look at on the Friday night davening. The footnote there talks about this distinction. The theme, we'll get to the Shalashos right away, but the theme, Mincha time, is the theme of Mincha. Ata Echad, the unity, when there's absolute unity in the world. Hashem Echad, Ushmo Echad. Hashem's name is, the oneness of Hashem is recognized in the world. Umika Amcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Ba'aretz. It's already, this is the messianic, right, a description of the messianic times. This is the Shabbos of, the Shabbos is a glimpse, a little bit of the world to come. The Shabbos, the zone of Shabbos that we're tapping into, Mincha time, at Mincha, is that Shabbos of Mashiach. That when there will be a full, Bayom, so now we're striving, we're dreaming of getting to that day of oneness. Bayom Hahu, on that day, Yeah, Hashem Echad, Ushmo Echad. That'll be a time of Ata Echad, V'Shimcha Echad, U'Mikam Chesogu Echad Ba'aretz, the oneness in the world. So coming back to Shal HaShudas, what's the additional tema over here? The question that we have is that we have here almost a ladder moving up. So when we get to Mincha time, and also a plug in that halachically there is a connection, there's a correlation between the meals and the tefillos. The meal of Shal HaShudas has to be eaten already during the zman that we daven mincha. You can't go ahead daven masik and eat a meal and then 10 o'clock in the morning eat already shal shudis. Shal shudis has to be bedafka during mincha time. So okay, and that's laying the groundwork for the connection in between the meal and the tefillah. So in the zone of tefillah, we hit the highest. This is already Mashiachtik. And here, halachically regarding Shalashudas, we saw this seems to be a drop. Here already, you know, the opinion, you can be Yotzei Mizonos, you can be Yotzei with fruit. It's like Kilo. It's Kilo, seems like the meal of Friday night, that's legit, that's a family. Friday night, Shabbos morning. Shalashudas, it could be Yotzei Zen. But A, again, so summing it up, A, they're all three learned from Hayom, 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 so they should be equal. You should have a chiyuv of bread. And ad even yod yoter, as if finishing off. Os aleph, even in the zone of the tefillahs, we're hitting the highest. This should be the highest. Eifo b'marechet ha-tefillah zman ha-mincha, he hapisga. It's the peak, the climax in the shloshet hamadregot. In these steps up, v'ilu b'marechet hasuda. It seems, as far as meals, yesh kan horada bezman hamincha lumat hamadregot hakodmot. Here we're dropping a madrega. It could be yotzei. That's the ikar. That's the main question over here. The springboard into the maimer. So that's the first main point. And we can os beis and os gimel are additional questions, but we can call them, I think, tag alongs. Point question in os beis. We point out. Even Rav Hunner is noting something unique about the Kiddush on Shabbos day. What's the Kiddush of Shabbos day? That's added on, but the actual Kiddush of Shabbos day, just in its most basic form, is just Borei Pei HaGafen. So that is, in those days, pointing out that the third line, mityachedu la'atzmo kiddush shabbos tishachas, regarding as opposed to all of the other bracha, other situations where bracha, where there's something going on that needs a kos shel bracha, where you have a more lavish nusach for what's going on, for something that needs a kos shel mitzvah. Here we have a unique situation where the kiddush of Shabbos during the day, the matbea brachos hatunot kos nitbahu b'nisuach tochna shel bracha lefi inyana. Normally, when you have something going on, where you have a bracha which requires a kos, you have incorporated into the bracha something related to the theme. V'ra kiddush hayom shel shachris to Shabbos ein bo shum zecher letivu atochno shel kos zeh. So this is something unique going on here. The kos of Shabbos morning Kiddush doesn't have something incorporated into the theme of the bracha itself. It's a simple Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Borei Pri HaGafen. Okay, pointing that out. That's us biz. Point three in Gimel. This is leading up to a question in the Kiddush of Friday night. Rav Hunner brings the famous Rashba regarding the Rashba in Shut HaRashba regarding nusach of the nusach of brachos. There's something special happening in a bracha regarding second person and third person, nachon, and the shift between them. Baruch Atah Hashem. So here it's direct. Atah, second person, you. Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvosav. Asher Kiddushanu. He made us holy. So, second person, Baruch Atah Hashem, Asher Kiddushanu, He made us holy. We move to third person. This combination, weaving together second and third person in the Nusach HaBracha, the Rashba says, you guys familiar with this Rashba? Rashba says, very beautiful idea, that Dafka Chacham, in weaving together these two sides, Atah, the second person and Kiddushan, third person, are expressing two sides of the way we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the way the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Jews, people, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses himself. There's one side. What is a second person symbolize? What does it express? What does second person express? Closeness. It's very direct. It's you. You, buddy. Closeness. No. What does third person express?
Distance.
Removed. Something.
Honor.
It's like a Vinu Malki.
Okay. Also, there's two different aspects. So the Rashba says that is because of the fact that these are two different aspects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On one hand, it's similar, I think we mentioned once before, the line, the poetic line of Rav Yehuda HaChassid, that expresses Hashem's presence, the two different sides. Ayei emtza'acha, this line of the poem. Ayei emtza'acha, where will I find you, Hashem? Va'ata tamir v'ne'elam, you're hidden, removed. The other side of the coin, ayei lo emtza'acha, where can't I find you? Kvodcha male olam. Your covetous fills the whole world. These are the two different sides. This is what the Rashba says. Alzeh, look at the fourth line in Oz Gimel. Alzeh Kosef HaRashba. Da'ayinu mishum. Da'akadosh Baruch Hu nigle mitzad pu'ulosav v'nister mitzad atzmuto. Hashem is revealed in terms of His actions, what He does in the world. The whole world is the whole world. We look around; it's expression of Hashem, His artwork, His creation, His creations, His creation. Everywhere you look, you see Hashem's impact, His actions, His pulot. That's one side of the coin. That's ata. The other side is nister mitzad atzmuto. Who He is, the essence of who He is hidden. Who He is, we don't begin to understand. He's removed from us. Asher Kedushan. Okay, that's the Rashba. You have also on the... just mention you have it here on the side. The Shutta Rashba, Chiluke, Simen Nimbez. Now coming to Kiddush. This was a lead-up. Lead-up to the question in Kiddush. So this is within the Bracha itself. Baruch atah, Hashem, here's the direct, Kiddush, Asher Kiddushanu, He made us holy. So, on that side, He's removed. We don't understand. Third person. But if we look at the Nusach of the Kiddush on Friday night, like the Kiddush on Friday night, here it seems to jump back and forth. Look again on that source sheet, that you have Kiddush, Asher Kiddushanu Tzasav, V'Ratzavonu, V'Shamas Kodsho. And then further on, Shabbos Kodshecha, we're talking about the same Shabbos. And within the Shabbos, you say, you have on one hand, He gave it to us. Yeah, and then you have Shabbos Kodshecha, your directly, second person, your Shabbos, you gave it to us. So within the same Shabbos itself, we see what is this jumping back and forth between direct second person and removed third person? Yeah? Good? Okay, Ad Kan. The questions, again, in Os Aleph regarding Shal Shudas directly, the three Hayoms, and even more, why do you have this halachic opening to possibly not wash on Shal HaShudas time when it's all learned from the same source? And even more so, we're hitting the climax. Ato Echa v'Shimcha Echa during the zone of Minchat Tam Shabbos afternoon and Dafka here with the drop, where you're pointing out in Oz Beis, Shabbos Day Kiddush is a simple Asher Bori Priya Gofen, and Oz Gimel pointing out the second and the derech, this teaching of the Rashba regarding second person and third person of the Nebracha, that's regarding two different aspects of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but in one Shabbos itself, why the jumping back and forth in Kiddush of Friday night? And here we get to the main idea in Ozdal. Okay, Chavra. Ozdal. A general point. A general point to, let's open our minds, open our hearts to try to understand and take a fresh look at a concept that we're familiar with since for many years, but look at it in a fresh way. The idea of Eidos in the context of the Torah. We'll get to, obviously we're speaking about Shabbos, the context of Shabbos. So Rav Huna starts off as David, Kol HaTorah Kula Eidos Hikruya. Torah is called Eidos. V'yesh Bekan Klalius Uprotius. This is true on a general level and a specific level. A Klali level, a general level, and Proti, specifically. De'im omnam klaliyuta shel Torah edusi. The whole Torah is called edus. Hinei pratiyuta shel shem edus hunach al shnei luchos abris. Specifically, the luchos are called edus. To see specifically, you have on the left-hand side of the source sheet, you have the general v'nasata and shmos perikafei, right? Manasata el ha'aron es ha'edus asher atein elocha, says Rashi, edus ha'torah shehi le'edus b'ni u'b'nechem. Rashi points out that Torah is called an edus, it's edus b'ni u'b'nechem she'tziviti etchem mitzvos ha'ktuvos ba. I commanded you the mitzvos that are there in the Torah. So the Torah is speaking about, it's giving testimony, it's speaking about the kesher between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Torah hi le'edus b'ni u'b'nechem. So that's on a general level. Torah is edus. Specifically, the luchos are called, edus. We find that the next verse by the pasuk Shmos Paraklamet Aleph, Vayitein El Moshe Kechalato Ledaberito Bahar Sinai Shnei Luchos HaEdus Luchos Evagetuvin Batzpa Elokim. So here we have specifically in the pasuk the luchos are called Luchos HaEdus. So Torah is called Edus. We said in general, it's giving. It's speaking about the kesher between Klal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Luch. Klal uprat, general and specific. And I'm emphasizing that, because that is something that Rav Huna is going to continue with now. These two tracks. The Klali track and the Prati track. The general and the specific. So that's step one in building up this idea of Eidos. Torah is called Eidos, and it breaks down to two sides, Klali and Prati. Step two. Aleinu Ladas, in the middle of those doubt. There's a beautiful line. Aleinu Ladas ki inyan ha'edus hu echar ha'galgalim asher darko mitgalgalim m'urot yimot olam ad achris hayam. One of my favorite. If I can choose favorites, it's one of my favorite lines in Pachad Yitzchak. Very beautiful. The way he expresses so much in such a beautiful way in this sentence. Aleinu again, Aleinu Ladas, we have to know. Ki inyan ha'edus, when we speak about edus, this is not just another concept. Think about it. Eidos is Echad HaGalgalim. It's a wheel. Through, on this wheel, asher darko, through these wheels of Eidos, mitgalgalim, what rolls? Mu'orot yemot olam ad achris hayam. The events of the world from the first time that we have the possibility of giving Eidos at the beginning of the the earliest moment in the world that you can have Eidos, and we'll plug that in right away, until Achris Hayam, the connection between them is through, it's through Eidos. And Rav Hutner continues to explain. Hanivua gilta lanu. The Navi says, Yishayahu Mem Gimel, the Pasuk says, Atem, talking to Klal Yisrael, you, Atem Eidai Va'anikel, you, the Jews, Atem Eidai, you are my witnesses. Right? You are my witnesses. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking, and even now, two Eidim. Mati, Aaron, you Atem Eidai, you are my witnesses. Atem Eidai Va'ani Kel. And here is listening to a huge leap. So Mati is appointed an aid. So okay, as an aid is one thing. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a big thing. An aid for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Medrash Yad Bishmoni takes a huge leap and darshans, Chazal darshan on this pasuk, and you can shake hearing this Josh, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Jewish people, you are my Edom, Atem Eidai Va'ani Kel, I am God. You are my witnesses and I am God. The Medrash says, Eimosai Ani Kel, when am I Kel? Bizman Sha'atem Eidai, when you are my witnesses. V'im ein atem eidai, ein ani kel. Without you as my witnesses, ein ani kel. That's huge. That's huge in terms of empowerment, in terms of realizing our importance, the importance of the Jewish people. I need you. I need you, Chaim. I need you to be my aid, the aidim, to be aid is that regarding who I am, to bring my name to the world. And that's going back to that sentence that we just saw of when they're saying that the events of the world, from as long as there is man in the world, from the beginning of Klal Yisrael, Atem Eidai, you Klal Yisrael. So from Avram Avinu discovering HaKadosh Baruch Hu and starting to spread the message in the world and teaching his children and teaching their children and passing on generation to generation. Ad Achris Hayamim, it's the wheels of bringing from the past to the future. Hashem's message is through Eidos of Klal Yisrael. So this is big. This is central. We speak about Torah being Eidos. Okay, so when we realize the centrality, the central role that Eidos has. So if that's true, this is preparing the next point, Rav Hutner says. So all of Torah is Eidos. Torah is Eidos regarding a relationship and our role as the Jewish people to bring Hashem's presence to the world through our Eidos regarding who He is, what He has done, what He will be doing. So if we're talking about Eidos, it follows that Rav Hutner says again, as I said, preparing the next point, it follows that we should have a full expression of Eidos. What does that mean? What are we saying? What are we preparing for when we say full expression of Eidos? So that takes us to Osei. V'inei nimtzeim lefaneinu. Let's see, I have to speed up the pace a little bit. V'inei nimtzeim lefaneinu b'chumash shnei ofanim b'metzius edus. The pasuk says regarding edus, v'hu eid o ra o yada. How do you have edus when someone ra o yada? Two tracks, seeing or knowing. There's edus ri'ya and there's edus yediyah. You see again on the source sheet, you have the shvuos daf lamed gimel. Examples of which of each v'hu eid o ra o yada. Be'edut ha-metkayemet b'ri'iyah b'lo yidiyah, yidiyah b'lo ri'iyah ha-kosu medaber. Ri'iyah b'lo yidiyah, keitzad, mana, manisi l'cha b'pnei ploni b'ploni. So, let's say, within a money transaction, I saw you give over, I saw you a loan of $100. So that's edus ri'iyah. You have edim regarding the transaction. Yediya below Riya Kate said, Mana hodisa li bifnei ploni v'ploni. You admit that you lent somebody $100 in front of Edom. I didn't see the transaction take place of the loan, but I know that it took place through the admitting. So I have yediya that the loan, that something took place. So Edos again exists on these two tracks of seeing and knowing. Edus Ri'iya and Edus Yediyah. And now we're going to bring the two tracks of Edus and connect it to the two tracks that we were talking about before. If we're going back to Torah, we spoke about two tracks within Torah. We spoke about Torah being Edus. And we saw, again, both on a general level, Torah is called Edus. We saw the Rashi being made between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And we saw the Luchos specifically. That's even Mefurish in the Pasuk, right, Yoni? Mefurish in the Pasuk, we saw the Lashon Luchos HaEdus. Nachon. So here, we come to the two sides of Edus within Torah, going back to us receiving Torah. The fourth line of Osei, Hare Deshmiya Mipiha Ne'eman, Hainu, going back to Matan Torah, Hare Deshmiya Mipiha Ne'eman, Hainu Yediyah, V'ri'iya. We're going to get to Matan Torah right away. V'ri'iya hainu maga chushi im agufa de'uvda. The two sides are, when I hear from someone reliable, right, when Uri tells me that there was a blackout in the dorm last night, so I know that there was a blackout in the dorm last night, because Uri's reliable, so even though I wasn't there, That's yediyah. I know there's a blackout in the dorm. I hear it from someone reliable. If I was in the dorm last night and I saw a blackout in the dorm, so that's a different track. I saw it. Hare deshmiya mipi anem. I'm hearing something from someone reliable. That's yediyah, knowing it. V'ri'iyah aino maga chushi ima gufa de'uvda. Direct contact with what happened. Now let's plug in the famous Rambam, Hilchos Yisodei Torah, Perek Ches, Halacha Aleph. Moshe Rabbeinu lo he'eminu bo Yisrael mipnei ha'osos v'amofsim v'chulei. Elo, we didn't trust Moshe Rabbeinu because of all the cool tricks that he did. Ela mipnei she'einenu ra'u v'lo zah. K'mo she'nemar hinei anochi bo'i lecha ba'av ha'anan. Bavur yishma'am bidabri imcha. V'gam b'cha yaminu la'olam. V'gam b'cha yaminu la'olam is referring to, they will also believe in you. In other words, Amay min ha'sinai, we had a situation, Einenu ro v'lozar. We saw, Klal Yisrael saw what was going on. There's Re'iyah, And then through what we saw, then we knew. Then we knew that everything else that Moshe Rabbeinu told us was true. You see the full Rambam on the sheet, the full, a little bit more elaborate. That Rambam, the second, the third line, second class. Omenayin Shemayim Ar Sinai Levado, Hi Haraya LeNevuaso of Moshe Rabbeinu, Shehi Emes Shein Bodofi, Shenema Inei Ba'Halacha Avanan, Begam Becha Yaminu Lola. In Kain Chevro, we have Re'iyo and Yediyo. And Maimon Har Sinai is over regarding the Torah that Moshe, Torah Tzivolon HaMoshe, the Torah that Moshe gave us. How do we know it's for real? Two tracks. Some of it, Einenu Ro. And that is where, when that is referring to what? What we actually saw, Einenu Ro, is referring to? Maimon Har Sinai, referring to Luchos. The Eidos of the Luchos. Shnei Luchos Ha'Eidos. That's Pchinas Einenu Ro. The Torah in general, Torah Tzivon Moshe, Moshe elaborated, that came about. B'chol Yaminu Olam, we know it's for real. That's also Eidos, but that's Pchinas Eidos Yediyah. I know it. So all of Torah is called Eidos. Within this we have two sides, the general Torah and the specifics of the Luchos. Within Eidos, we find Eidos Re'iyah and Eidos Yediyah. We're lining up now, Luchos, Eidos, on that track of Eidos Re'iyah, Einenu Ro, we saw at Maimon Har Sinai. And the general, all of Torah that we got through Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the Klali, that's that other aspect, V'hu Eid O Ro O Yoda. Knowing as well. And now in Ozvav, we come to Shabbos, back to Shabbos, we're being Osik in Shabbos. And right away, we're putting together Shabbos, and we're speaking about Eidos. What comes to mind? What? Okay. And what else? What else? Vayichu. What about Vayichu? Yeah. So you say it right. Yeah, it's brought down that this idea of you say it with two people because there's Eidos over here, right? The Eidos of Shabbos. So when we come to Shabbos itself, kol ha'ozvav kol ha'dvarim alalu amurim hem b'shem Eidos to Torah mitzvos. We've been speaking until now about Eidos in general. Aval yesh lam Torah mitzvah achas asher mitzad atzma uvegvulos atzma Torah's Eidos aleha. There is one mitzvah in the Torah. Let's move from general talking about Torah and Eidos on the two sides. But there's one mitzvah that has a special Eidos status. Mitzvah zu Shabbos yikruya. This is called the mitzvah of Shabbos. Ein omrim vayichulu ela me'umad neshedinam shel edim ba'amida. That's also why we say it's standing. There's Eidos over here, and Eidos, edim have to stand. Ve'ein omrim vayichulu ela b'shnayim. Neshe apishnayim edim yakum dov. So where is the Eidos in Shabbos? So let's jump. We're going to save some time. Let's jump to the end of Vav. An expression. The Eidos, an expression of Eidos in the world of Shabbos. And here we're coming back to the Sudos of Shabbos. We'll get there right away through the Man. The end of Vav. Kach amar lehem Moshe Yisrael in the Parshas Haman, Ru'u ki Hashem nasam lechem haShabbos, al kein hu nosim lechem b'yom shishi lechem yomayim. So there's a sign over here. Sign showing Hashem gave you Shabbos, al kein. Something's going to happen. What happens? Al kein nosem lechem yom shishi lechem yomayim. O Zayin, el sheim eim advarim. Shabbos Sadusa Mikri. What does that mean? Shabbos Sadusa is, it's called Eidus, as we've been saying. Umekach yefshar lo l'kedushas Shabbos mibli re'iyah shel Eidus v'yediyah shel Eidus. If Shabbos is called Eidus, we again, we need both sides. V'hu Eid or Ro Yoda, we need the two sides, Re'iyah and Yediyah. Where is there an expression showing this in the side of Re'iyah and Yediyah? Says Rav Hunter, it's in the Mon. When do we have Re'iyah? I'll move things ahead. We have Re'iyah when we say we're told the mum that we collect is not going to fall on Shabbos morning, and what we saved, unlike any other time when you saved it, it would rot. Here we saved it and it was preserved and fresh on Shabbos morning. So Friday night when we went to sleep in the Midbar, regarding the mum and expressing Shabbos and what's going to happen in the morning, we had Eidus. Which kind of Eidus? On Friday night, Eidus Yediyah. We knew, but Shabbos morning, we saw. On Shabbos morning, we saw it didn't fall. Shabbos morning, we saw what we had was fresh. So there's Eidus Re'iyah, the second track. Jumping to the end of Ozayin, the Shachris, the second line to the last. V'nimtza the mashin itchadesh b'shachris the Shabbos b'toras re'iya pa'al b'yediya gam alel Shabbos. The kolam afreya ina ella begeder yediya. Back what we knew Friday night, it was a knowing, it was yediya. Shabbos morning re'iya, we saw. Flip the. This is Oschas, is pointing out something regarding Nusach. We could skip Nusach and Netzvila, we can skip over right now. And now you see an Oschas. Let's skip almost to the end of Oschas. You see by footnote 19, this is the continuation there in the context of the Mon. Boker Uri'isem, Erev Yadatem. Yeah, you see footnote 19, quoting there in the context of the Mon. Boker Uri'isam, you'll see. So here is the Pchina of the Eidus, of seeing the Erev Yadatem. And what Rav Hunter here is pointing out, I'm going to go back to, for a second, to the beginning of Oschas. Rav Hunter brings us to a concept of Kavod the difference between Kavod Hayom and Kavod Halayla in Shabbos. You see the fourth line, footnote 18, Psachim, Kufhei, the quote, Kavod Hayom v'Kavod Halayla, Kavod Hayom Adif. We have a concept that regarding the Kavod of Shabbos, and it appears in the ramifications, Nachimin is in a couple different places, Kavod Hayom, as opposed to Kavod Halayla, Kavod Hayom Adif. Where is there more kavod being expressed regarding? Where is the mon expressing more Shabbos? That's boker uri'isam. That's in the day. Here, this kavod is always something that's seen. Kavod is always crowd dependent. If I have something which contributes to the greatest honor in the world, but nobody is there to see it, so I don't have kavod. That's the deep idea. And tov yatzar, I'll say very in an idea which you can say, can expound upon for a long time. I'll say it in less than 60 seconds. Tov yatzar kavod lishmo, the tov of Hashem, to give, to create us, ended up bringing about his tov yatzar kavod lishmo, that created kavod for him, because now that we're here, there's kavod, because we said what's built into kavod is being crowd dependent, to see, to appreciate the kavod. Now obviously it was Hashem's decision, Right? Hashem decided to create the world that way and create this phenomenon of kavod, which ends up being dependent on a crowd, and that comes back. So it's a very point that's very much connected to what we mentioned before in the Atem Eidai Neum Hashem. If you are my Edom, then I'm Ikel. So he decided to create it in the world in a way where he's dependent on us. Or I need you, Chevet, to bring my name to the world. So here also, when in Kavod, Hashem's Kavod is brought about through us. Okay? But again, in Yanenu, Kavod is expression, outwardly. So Kavod Hayom, Kavod Alayla, there's more expression during the day. Kavod Hayom, Adif. And that's why now we can really go fast forward, plugging in already, starting to answer questions. This is why we're careful to understand, we wanted to understand what's going on in 2 points regarding the Nusach of Kiddush. We had on one hand the Kiddush of the day, which is only a Bori Priya Gofen, and we have the Kiddush of the night, which is jumping back and forth between second person and third person, right? So, in Osi Yud, the Kiddush of Shabbos Shachris Eino Ela Derabbanan. V'hisbir lanu Aran b'taimu shel takon zu. Why were Rabbanan metakin b'chal Kiddush on Shabbos morning? Really, this means that really Kiddush is Friday night. Done. Finished. We made Kiddush for Shabbos. Why b'chal is there Kiddush also on Shabbos morning? So the Ran explains, Takana zu, the Kiddush achris of Shabbos, haynu mishum, the kavod hayom, odif makavod halayla, v'lechein, tiknu chacham, Kiddush miyuchal, the kavod hayom. We have to be careful with the kavod of the day of Shabbos. Therefore, even though we already did that, we said Kiddush already, Shabbos entered. Of course, you say Kiddush when Shabbos kicks in, at the beginning of Shabbos. We say Kiddush. So really, we finished Kiddush, but because Kavod Hayom, Kavod Halayla, Kavod Hayom is stronger, so it's during the day. We want to respect the day also, and we want to respect the day, and therefore they established Kiddush. But following that thought, Kiddush was really said in its full form Friday night. Just because of Kavod Hayom, therefore we say Kiddush during the day, and therefore it's only Bori Priya Gofen. Because the full nusach of the theme, the full nusach of the Kiddush was already said, the full form was already said in the nusach of Kiddush on Friday night. And that is why Friday night, the Kiddush takes in the second person and the third person. Because it's incorporating both of these sides. The Eidus of Shabbos, Shabbos is Eidus. Eidus, two sides of Eidus. Seeing and knowing, Re'iyah and Yediyah, second person and third person. More direct, you, seeing clearly, Kvotcha Malei Olam, hidden, not knowing that I don't know, not seeing exactly. Yediyah and Re'iyah, Yediyah and Re'iyah, both of these sides are already incorporated in the Nusach of the Kiddush on Friday night. Answering those two sides, second and third person, about Shabbos in the Kiddush of Friday night, because that's the Kiddush of whole Shabbos, and the reason Shabbos b'chal, we make a Kiddush tiknu d'rabbanan because of kavod of the Shabbos day, so we make Kiddush. But the Kiddush is only Bori Priya Gofen, because we spoke about it, its essence already on Friday night. But now we're left with the punchline. Okay, we answered all the questions about Kiddush, but to come back to what we started with, Shalosh Shudas. Os Yud Gimel, to finish up the Maimer. Agav, to point out halachically, halachic support and Os Yud Beis said if somebody doesn't make Kiddush, brings down la halacha Shulchan Aruch Or Chaim Siman Reisha Ayin Aleph. If somebody doesn't make Kiddush on Friday night. It happened, right? We had that example. The Chayal, out there, for whatever reason, he couldn't make Kiddush on Friday night. He says Kiddush during the day. What's the Nusach of Kiddush? the full thing. I understand during the day, so therefore my body breaks off. No. Kiddush. The full Kiddush. Because the Friday night is the full Kiddush of the whole Shabbos, the two sides. He didn't say it on Friday night, so you say that. Kacha Muvan Shulchan Aruch, he say the whole Nusach HaKiddush, full Kiddush on Shabbos Day. So, to set the table for this beautiful punchline. So, Eidus, Torah, Shabbos, Re'iyah, Yediyah, the two sides. The expression of the Eidus of Shabbos in the Mon. The headquarters of the three meals of Shabbos, Chavra. The headquarters of the three meals of Shabbos was what? That was even part of the Nusach of the question. Hayom, Hayom, Hayom. In the context of the Mon. So we asked it as part of a question. It's all the same source. Hayom, Hayom, Hayom. So why differentiate between the three Sudas? All of a sudden Shashur is a different din. We're talking about the Eidus of Shabbos. The Friday night zone, the Friday night meal, the Friday night mon, is the Eidus of Shabbos. And what's the status of the Eidus? Eidus? What? What? I didn't hear clearly. Friday night, when the mon, regarding the mon, Eidus Yediyah. We didn't see directly, but the Pchinas Kol HaTorah of Moshe Rabbeinu, we know he's reliable. The Eidus of the Man of Shabbos morning, Suda, is Eidus Re'iyah. Ad Kan meals of Eidus. The man of Shalashuddas, the third meal already, is moved, says Rav Huttner, and we'll see in a second that is Lashon, we're moving from the world of Eidus, Friday night, Shabbos morning, what we saw, to the world of Emunah. From the transition from Eidus to Emunah. We saw to the zone of Mashiach, Ata Echa, Mashimcha Echa. The messianic vision. You don't have Eidus is on the past. You don't have Eidus on the future. Eidus is regarding what happened in the past. It's also even plugs in. It's Mr. Dare. I don't think Rav Huttner says this specifically. I don't know. I think he says it specifically, but plugging in also what we said as far as the theme of creation there also, right? It happened in the past. We didn't see it directly. But we know, as far as the creation of the world and that first Shabbos. It's Eidus Yediyah. Maimon Har Sinai already? That was Eidus Re'iyah. That's Shabbos morning. The theme of Shabbos morning, of Yismach Moshe B'Matnas Chalko, Kiyah Ben Ne'amon, Shnei Luchos Avonim Horid B'yada. But Minchatayim already the climax. It's here we're moving away from Eidus, and therefore we're moving away. There's room because we're binding the world of Halacha and the world of Agada. We're moving away. The Mon is being Poel, is operating in a different kind of a way, so it's not linked necessarily to that, according to those poskim are expressing that side, not linked to the Eidus side of the Mon. It's of Emunah. And if he's a Yesh Omrim, he could be Yotze. Not necessarily with bread. Let's see a couple of lines of Rav Huttner inside, wrapping this together. I really said the idea outside so we can really fly and just sing it in his beautiful lashon. וחוזרים אנו מכאן להתחלת הדברים. לפי דעתם של הרבה פוסקים אין חובס פס בסעודה השלישית של שבס מלכסה, וגדולה היא התמיעה. We had a big question בשינוי מערכת הסעודה ממרחס התפילה. ובשלושת התפילות של שבת, הרי התפילה בזמן המנחה היא הפסגה של שלושת המדרגות בתפילות של שבס. As we said, it's the climax in that zone of tefillah. Ve'ilu b'marechet asuda yesh kan horada b'sudas b'zman haminchalu mat hamadregot akodmot. And we didn't understand what's going on. Why the drop in shal shudas? Here you don't need bread. Amnam kvar nitba'er lanu bo'os aleph. Ki ha'atchalata shel tmiya zu munachati b'nekuda kodemet. The three meals we saw, Nafkavan Meklata Hayom, the three times the word Hayom, the Nemru Parshas Haman. We asked, why should you differentiate between the three? The punchline. Ella shadiburim shel maimraze mahamidim otanu bishare oro. We now stand in the gate of light. Bechiluk ze shabein hasuda hashlishid lechaverosel. The difference, what's unique about shalosh shudas. Dalochovas hapas besudas shabes haynu mishum debainon dumya deman. It's brought down in the Beis Yosef. The idea of the reason that you need bread is so it should be like the man. The man was our food. It's the main food. So the bread, the meal of Shabbos, the chiv of bread, it's parallel to the man. Dumya de man de kariyeh rachman alechem. That was our lechem. But if yanal daitam shalanach poskim he daach dumya de man. When we say the bread on Shabbos is man like, it's dumya de man. It's like man. Ein inyana lidamot leman mitzad atzmo ela shein yana lihit damot leman. B'makom pulato b'kedushas Shabbos. Here the dumya deman is acting like the man. The way the man operated. What the man did. We saw the edus of the man. The edus yediyah of the man on Friday night. The edus riyah. Excuse me. They this riyah of the man on Shabbos morning. That's the pula of the man. That's how the man is operating. Valo pula to shalom on Kedushas Shabbos. Eino ba ela b'shnei. If you're wondering why I'm so excited about this ma'amar, which I should have plugged in at the beginning, it's because when I was going out with my wife-to-be, in the middle of those months that we were going out, we hit January, the intercession break. And my wife, who I learned in Bechola, went back to Israel from America. Okay, I was in YU, she was in Stern, and my wife went back to Israel during that break and sat in what do we call it? Hakwik, right? Sat in some classes, some shiurim in Mechlala, and one of the shiurim there, during those days, Rav Hartman, now in London, in Hasmo, put out the Marals. The Maral Rav Hartman had been teaching them. In addition to Marav, he was teaching in Mechlala, and he gave a shiur in Pachad Yitzchak. And she sat in the Pachad Yitzchak, Maimer Yud Gimel in Shabbos, and when she came back from that intercession break, so that, like, during that first date that we had, after that, back in New York, back in Manhattan, so she gave over. She told me, I heard this amazing Pachad Yitzchak shiur from Rav Hartman on Shalosh Shudas. So it brings back one of Chaz, one of the first Pachad Yitzchak that I learned. So it brings back. Zachayti lachesed nurayim. So in any case, we're talking about the pula. When we say, according to the opinions that you don't need bread, it's because the bread on the three meals is Dumya de man. It's man like in the same action of the man. Even though you learn three meals from the three hayoms mentioned in the context of man, but these other opinions say it's not just, they're not all equal, because it's dumya de man is looking at how the man was operating. Mikomakom chovas dimo yasuda legufo shel man eino shayeched ala benogeya l'shtei sudos. This, the way the man acted as edus is only relevant to two meals. Shenechleku b'shmam l'kavod yom l'kavod laila. Shebekol achad me'en pa'am ura aman l'finyana. Avo b'chiluk hazman shebein shachris de Shabbos ubein mincha de Shabbos. Bazeh lo pa'al haman mu'uma. In the afternoon here, the man wasn't operating at all. V'shuv ein besudas besudas zman amincha chov v'sadimoy l'gufo shel haman v'ein lanu tam l'chayv v'pas dafka. And now, therefore, now we're ready. V'nechonim anu, he says, "Ravuna, now we're ready." La'afoch l'nichuta et atmiya b'shinui seder amadreigos ben marechas atfilas l'marechas asuda. Now we can answer up the question that we had in the difference between the framework of the three meals and the framework of the three tefillos. The b'marechas atfilas man amincha hu ha'pisga. It's the peak. Shel madregos hakodmot ve'ilu b'mareches asuda yesh kan hora davis manam mincha lumat madregos hakodmot sheken mekim manam asuda shel manam mincha upotshim anu al tamicha v'spas. There's no chiyuv of bed according to certain poskim and shal shuris va'amnam la'achrei klidatam shel hadiburim shel maimer ze. So chevre, after we've heard the ideas in this maimer. Nimtzeit lanu bekan hamarganita hagnuza. We are privileged to understand the hidden gem in this idea. Expressed hidden in this, behind this halacha and the dynamics of what's going on here is a gem. Hine bavadai shedargat hane'emanut. Ne'emanut. Belief. And trust b'nogei laftochot ha'atid regarding the future. Gdola hi be'ein aroch. It's much greater lumat madregat ha'ne'emanut b'nogei l'morot ha'avar. It's much greater than the trust regarding something that happened in the past. Okay, yeah, I know that that happened. But to believe as well in the future, that's already a bigger step. That expresses more. Kol zeh ubenogel madregat midas hanemanut bichlal. Avo benogel hanemanut shel Torah's edus. Ein bahen makom lenemanut haikar kolikar. You know, as we said before outside, you don't have edus. You don't have a witness regarding something in the past. Ein bahen makom lenemanut haatid kolikar. Shekin ein Torah's edus. Elo al ha'ovar. You only have edus on the past. V'nimtza, excuse me, v'nimtza d'davka mipnei romuta shel dargat ha'ne'emanut la'atid. Because, as we said before we started off with, I'd suggest, if you connect with this, you know, you connect. If not, not, but there's something very, a lot of people feel something very special during this time, this zone of Shalosh Shuddah's time. You really feel that this is the Pisgah, the peak of Shabbos. And Dafka Mipnei Romuta, because it's so high, the Dagat HaNe'emanut La'atid, we're connecting with the future. Our belief, we don't see it yet actualized in the world, but we are connected to what will be the revelation? Ata echad v'shimcha echad, umi kam chayisol echad baaretz. So therefore, so it's mufkati mitoras ne'amanus de'edus. It's not part of edus. It's ne'amanus. It's emuna in the future, not giving testimony, being witnesses for the past. שאינה מתייחסת אלו למידת הנאמנות על עבר. וכאן הוא מקום קליטס האור של קדושס הסעודה השלישית לשבס מלכסו. Here we begin to understand, we connect, we absorb the Kedusha of Shalosh Shuddis time, of Shalosh Shuddis. דדווקא משום רממותה של זמן מנחה לשבס. Because this zone is דווקא so merumam, so exalted, it's so high, it's rooted in the future, it's messianic. Ein pulato shel aman, the action of the man of edus is not recognized, because the man now is not, the man is edus. This is not edus time. This is a munah for the future. We saw very clearly. Hopefully, the ideas. I apologize if it was too clear, meaning if I was too repetitive and the hour is too late. But I'm trying to be clear and bring everything together, step after step. We explained well. The pu'ulato shel haman b'kedushas Shabbos u'b'toras edus shel Shabbos. The man, bein if it's Friday night, yidia, or Shabbos morning, re'ia, or ro yoda, it's edus of Shabbos. When we came under tefilas of Shazman HaMincha de Shabbos, he ato echad, v'shimcha echad, shu chazon ha'atid, the vision of the future, shal bayom ha'hu dafka, memeila ein hazman hazeh, cholek shem la'atzmo, ela b'yachas l'midas ha'ne'emanut b'chlal. This meal, this zone, is the time of emuna in the future, shamidat, הנאמנות שבו הוא מדרגס הנאמנות לעתיד. אבל דווקא משום רממות זו, because it's so high, exalted, it's uprooted, it's מופקה מתורס אידס. ואפקה זו, היא הפותרת את סודסו מחובס הפס. Because it's uprooted from אידס, it's so high, it's there being trusting and belief, the moon in the future, the ato echad l'shim choechad, this is what takes it out, uproots it from the edus of the past, as the man is poel Friday night and Shabbos morning. Zachino, if we were zocha, last us, benekudat ha'ora shel kedushas hasuda hashlishit de Shabbat Malkata. We have been privileged. We have the privilege tonight to tap in to a certain depth, an aspect of what's special, what's unique. The Kedusha of, with many ideas in Shalosh Shuddis, but within Rav Huttner world, this beautiful masterpiece tying together all these ideas and gaining a new appreciation, understanding, depth of what is behind the dynamics of the three Sudos and Shalosh Shuddis. The Geshem Shabamareches Atfila is Mana Mincha, who are Pisgashal, Hamadrigot Hakodmot. Mincha time is the highest. Kemochen Gam Bemareches Asud. So too within the system, within the framework of the meals, is Mana Mincha, who are Pisgashal, Hamadrigot Hakodmot. It's the highest. The Davka Mitzad Yichud Romamutoshal is Mana Mincha de Shabbos. Because it's so exalted, so high, shehu zmana shel midat ha'ne'emanut la'atid, the time that we're tapping in, we're connected to our trust, our belief in the actualization of everything that we know will be actualized in the future, our emunah in the future, asher animam emunah shlem b'vias ha'mashiach, Mashiach's meal. Asher al kein ein hazman hazeh cholek shem la'atzma b'yachas l'toras edus d'shavet. It doesn't have a shame edus, so therefore ein bo makom miyuchal l'pulaso shel haman, doesn't act like the man. Edus of riyah yedim emela ein chovas hapas noheges, according to these poskim, b'sudaso shel hazman hazeh. Ata echad, v'shimcha echad, amri ka'amcha yisod ha'echad ba'aretz. Chaim, chaim.